This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A debt ceiling deal has been reached by U.S. President Joe Biden and the GOP. Now Congress must approve it to prevent a potentially disastrous U.S. default. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Negotiators agreed to some Republican demands for increased work requirements for food stamp recipients, but stopped short of greater spending cuts overall that Republicans wanted. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it an agreement in principle worthy of the American people.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs.
In a statement, President Biden says the agreement represents a compromise, which means not everyone gets what they want. Support from both parties will be needed to win congressional approval before a projected June 5th government default. I'm Julie Walker.
After a sleepless night due to Russian drone attacks, residents of the Ukrainian capital marked Kyiv Day, the city's birthday. The Ukrainian military, equipped with improved Western-supplied air defense systems, successfully intercepted and destroyed at least 40 drones launched by Russia. However, Kyiv's mayor said falling debris killed one man and injured a woman. The attacks came on Kyiv Day, celebrated on the last Sunday of May every year to mark the city's founding 1,541 years ago. They did not affect the resolve of residents. This is VOA News. The Taliban and Iran have exchanged heavy gunfire on the Islamic Republic's border with Afghanistan. Saturday's shooting sharply escalates rising tensions between the two countries amid a dispute over water rights. The clash comes as Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi earlier this month warned the Taliban not to violate Iran's water rights to the Helmand River. Tens of thousands of exhausted people are heading home to the world's newest country, South Sudan, from a civil war in neighboring Sudan that's creating a bottleneck near the dusty border. The international community and the government are rushing to help, worried about a prolonged conflict. Civil servants working for the British government's driver and vehicle licensing agency plan to strike for 15 days starting June 11th, a union representative said Sunday. Members of the Public and Commercial Services Union who work for the DVLA in Wales will take industrial action to seek a fair pay rise, the PSC union said in a statement. Iraq launched a $17 billion project on Saturday to link a major commodities port on its southern coast by rail and roads to the border with Turkey, in a move designed to transform the country's economy after decades of war and crisis. Here's Reuters' Lucy Fielder with more.
Baghdad hopes the development road project will transform Iraq's economy and aging transport network after decades of war and crisis, shortening travel time between Asia and Europe in a bid to rival the Suez Canal. The project to link the Grand Fal port, which is still under construction, was announced on Saturday at a conference to court Arab investment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia Soudani said the development road project aimed to achieve a sustainable non-oil economy. Iraq's government envisions high-speed trains moving goods and passengers, links to local industry hubs, and an energy component that could include oil and gas pipelines.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Several of India's top wrestlers, including two Olympic medalists, were detained by police on Sunday as they intensified their protest, demanding the arrest of their federation chief over sexual harassment allegations. The wrestlers originally hit the street in January, demanding action against the president of the Wrestling Federation of India. The president, who has denied allegations of sexually harassing several female athletes. The protest was withdrawn after the president was stripped of all administrative powers by the sports ministry. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.